Values A. Philanthropy. Exercise 2. Page 28. Andrew Carnegie, the father of modern philanthropy. Andrew Carnegie, 1835 to 1919, was born in Dunfermline, Scotland, into a poor family. They moved to Pennsylvania, USA, in 1848. His first job, aged 13, was in a factory on $1.20 a week. But by the 1860s, he was a millionaire, mainly from investing money in railways. After 1865, he moved into steel, and in 1892, he created the Carnegie Steel Company, the biggest producer of steel in the world. He sold it in 1901 for $225.64 million, making him the richest man in the world. But he then started giving his fortune away. By his death, he had given $350 million, about 90% of his fortune, to different public projects. Charity. Carnegie had a rule: spend the first third of your life educating yourself, the second third making all the money you can, and the last third giving the money away to worthwhile causes. He believed that rich people had a responsibility to give back to society. He created museums and concert halls, put money into universities and scientific projects like the Hooker Telescope, and set up charities all over the world. Carnegie's real passion, however, was public libraries. He only went to school for a few years in Scotland, but in Pennsylvania, a local man called Colonel James Anderson announced that he was opening his 400-book personal library to working boys. Carnegie was able to go there every Saturday and borrow a book. He never forgot the chance he got to educate himself and promised to do the same when he was rich. By the time of his death, Carnegie had built over 2,500 public libraries in 47 states of the USA, as well as in the UK, Canada, Ireland, and many other countries. He also provided books and equipment to many more. The very first public library he created was in Dunfermline, Scotland, the town of his birth.